$1.25? Nah, these guys remember when the bus costed a quarter. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
Can somebody come and help me, please? I'm trying to find the one that they got their beauty. All up in your love is where my spirit submerged. I really hope that they find you, 'cause I never thought love at first sight was ever true. I-9 is where you make your debut.
Nice. Oh. We had to play it twice, 2 weeks in a row, baby.
Majority. I cannot wait. I already circled my calendar, the 20th of July. Yeah, yeah. That's what I got to do. I got to start lining up the babysitter if there's any extracurricular activities outside of the daily.
Yeah.
But you know what I just found out?
What I just found out is you're listening to the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
About, yes, Two High Dads. You got J.I. Ray, a.k.a. Justin.
And it's me, your boy Jason. What's up, man? How you doing?
No, I'm feeling great. This week has been just...
No, it's been better than that.
It's been way better than that. We've dropped the our first podcast.
Yes.
The response has been through the roof. My mom and my dad has subscribed.
That is an accomplishment. Thing is, my mom, I got to shout out my mom because my mom has been the supporter from day one. Like, no matter yes. what I do, my mom has been there to support it. So, like, I work at the newspaper and I know she's reading. So, I tell people if there's anybody that's been reading my stuff, I know my mom has read what I wrote.
Yes, I agree. My mom, she's been very just supportive as always. And it's super great. I'm, thankful for my parents, my old lady, And this first week has been just, I just want to fa'umu right now.
Oh, I figured out what we're doing wrong, too, and it took us like 2 minutes here. This is why we're still working this out. Like, people don't understand. We had the sneak preview, which was the first episode, right?
Yes.
And this is now technically episode number one.
This. Right, because you sprung it at the last minute. You sprung it the last minute.
Yeah. So technically, this is the first episode.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, and you normally don't give away the secrets when you're sitting here talking. You don't show how you make a sausage, right? Never, but did you hear how it sounded funny a little bit just there? And you saw me get up and walk around. If you're here in the room, and if we had a video pod, like a
studio,
yeah, I had to get up and fix something because we're trying to be all fancy and have a studio monitor, and that was what you were hearing in your.
Is that what that was?
That was what that was.
Oh, man. He's such a
Just made you sound like you're a big rock star. Just this big, big sound.
You are the Hoist Gracie of podcasts. You're the technician. Hoist Gracie.
I kind of want to be the Randy Macho Man Savage of podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
The cream of the crop.
There's so much things I want to say right now, but I'm just gonna lay off.
Hey, I do have a question for you, bro.
What's up?
How are you feeling? You still sick? Did you end up getting sick or what happened?
No. So I didn't, as usual, Dad Macho Man Lopez, not getting sick. But my kids for the past, thank you so much. My kids was actually. They contracted. God, that word is just so gross. But they got.
They got like something
they
serious.
Got, no, they got something where they were out of commission. They were, as the baseball people say, they were on the DL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for an extended period of time.
So they got. And then I'm not going to badmouth anybody, but this is what I'm going to say is that they got impetigo.
Is that from playing in the ball pit?
They're playing in something.
That's from playing in the ball pit, I bet.
Well, I'm not saying where or actually
which Chuck E. Cheese. Capole, because you live in Makakilo West Side.
So, anywho, so that happened, and then
I hope you have the camera on yourself because he's live streaming this on Instagram, social media. We're going real big here.
This is. Like I said, we're 1 week in, and I'm feeling great.
Shooting for the stars.
Okay, so anyways, so they were there, and they got something. And
what were they playing in though? Because I've been to that Chuck E. Cheese. I want to know what game was it. What were they licking?
This is what I'm telling you. If you got dirty kids, stay out.
It's easy to do that. It's easy to say that, but execution is a whole nother.
Bros, if you have bumps. On your body, that is unusual.
Okay, so for that, there's like telltale signs your kid is sick.
Yes, yes. I don't want to say that I've been through the gauntlet, but my sons.
You went to the doctor.
Have gone through hand, foot, mouth, which is the worst. Hand, foot, mouth is the worst. It's as a parent, there's no. Oh my gosh! Exactly right. As a parent, you cannot do nothing. Imagine feeling helpless. You cannot do nothing. There's no medicine. It's. Oh my God. We might wear out that button by the end of tonight.
Well, it's beautiful because we can always switch out the sound effects for next week.
Hand, foot, mouth. There's no medicine for it. You just gotta ride it out.
Yeah, you gotta suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard about that.
Yeah, so yeah. My son's caught hand, foot, mouth. Yeah. They got impetigo. So I'm ready for the 3-team parlay. And I'm waiting for chickenpox to come true.
They haven't gotten chickenpox yet.
But like I said, I got money on the 3-team parlay.
And I was sitting here thinking, like, yo, we gotta get some time for our kids to spend some time together and hang out, get to know each other. Keep your boys away from my girl, man.
What's happening? Does that count? If my balls itch,
there's a cream for that.
hand, foot, nut.
Oh, bruh.
So you know what? How was your Father's Day?
It's beautiful because the folks that are watching our live stream, which they're not because you just killed it. But go back to the Instagram, Two High Dads.
All right.
#2HIDads, Two High Dads. And look at the shirt I'm wearing.
Beautiful. Best dad ever.
It was a gift.
And you know what I gotta say, bro? You are the best dad ever, because I've seen you in action. We had some post-production, and it was awesome.
See, I'm just kind of on the fence, though. Like,
That shirt fits, well, so you should be happy that it actually fits for you.
It fits properly. My wife does know what size shirt I wear, so thank you.
Well, technically, she didn't get you one size smaller, so they give you the, oh, you can work yourself into that XL. Wait, that is an XL, right?
I've lost weight, man. I used to be a fat ass. Wow. I'm not as much of a fat ass.
Anymore. Stop checking me out.
Turn around.
Wait, there's a picture behind me?
What were we talking about? Oh, the shirt.
The shirt. No. What did we get for Dad's Day?
I'm on the fence because I got the shirt, but, and I guess it's because my daughter's like 3. She's going to be 4 this year.
Right.
I'm still not used to like flaunting the fact. Yo.
Best, what up?
Best dad ever.
I didn't get a shirt yet.
Should I wear this out? Like, I know I should wear this out, and I've got to wear it out. I'm going to wear it out when I'm out with my daughter, but is this something you wear to work?
Me? I'm a custodian. So
I know, but I could wear this to work. I could wear this shirt to work if I wanted to.
Rock it. Rock out with your socks out.
You think so?
Oh, for sure.
Not just when I'm hanging out with my daughter?
No.
So that I can be like, I really am a dad. That's my kid.
That shirt should go into like full rotation right now.
Think so?
That is the Fiji of shirts right now. That should be in full rotation, I believe.
Make sure you check out the Instagram account so you can see what the shirt looks like.
Best dad ever.
You like it?
I like it. I like it. I definitely will not fit that shirt that you have on right now.
It's because you got muscles, man.
I got man boobs.
What did you get for Father's Day?
I got a lot of homemade crafts for my kids. My kids cut out some. You know what the funny thing is?
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what the funny thing is that when school ends,
yeah,
Father's Day doesn't happen yet. When they get the at the end of May.
Oh, it still hasn't come.
It hasn't come yet.
So are the kids doing stuff at school? Oh,
shouts out to the teachers out there. Shouts out Miss Kagawa, Bakakil Elementary.
You got gifts from school?
I got some looking ahead gifts, which was fantastic. So shouts out to all the teachers out there.
You know what I got ahead for Father's Day? I got breakfast for myself when I was at work.
I remember you posting a picture, and I was like, what's up with that walkie-talkie, bro?
Oh, that's my scanner. Yeah, well, that's work-related.
Work-related issues.
Dad life. Yeah.
But you know what? So I got some homemade gifts. Plus, shouts out to my mom, Lori Lopez, and Al Lopez, my pops. They got me my own because I was lifting my parents' one. Instapot. I got my own Instapot.
You are on the Instapot train.
I was on it before I got this one, which is my own personal one.
And my wife has been doing that crap for a while, man.
It's a game changer, yo. You know how
we have two upstairs, not gangster. One, but two, because one is supposed to be the in-laws, but it never made it to the in-laws because the wife had Amazon deliver it to our house, and it just never made it out. So it's sitting up there.
It's a game changer. It's a game changer. Like, and you were, we were talking about this off mic.
Yeah.
And you was giving me some like quick recipes and like what to do.
Boiled peanuts. Boiled peanuts, bro. Everybody loves boiled peanuts. And cold beer, boiled peanuts. If you're not
if you're a dad and you don't like boiled peanuts, you don't watch baseball. Because that's the first thing I think about when I hear boiled peanuts is baseball.
Yeah. But you and I are both baseball guys.
We're baseball guys. So I'm looking forward to breaking in the
Mr. Yamamoto. Speaking of baseball, Mr. Yamamoto won his second game.
Still hasn't given up a run.
Bruh, he is on fire.
So if he could just pitch against the Cardinals every single day, he might be
the best ever.
So last time we were talking about like old school Hawaii guys. I totally forgot to mention Sid Fernandez.
Oh, brother Sid.
So
and that's kind of stupid too, because my dad was actually like friends with Sid Fernandez, and I met him, and like he was like, oh, Uncle Sid.
Where did Sid Fernandez grad from?
Kaiser.
Yes. Ding 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 ding. Yeah. And you know what the funny thing is that a lot of as usual, like I said, I was all hyping up. This week has been just fantastic.
Yep.
There's a lot of feedback coming back.
Yep.
And they're like,
and we appreciate that support,
dude.
Need it.
We need that ego stroke.
Well, somebody needs that ego stroke.
Stroke me.
I'm sitting here trying to tell you, Just, that you're gonna kick ass no matter what, because you're J.I. Ray from KCCN FM 100.
You know what? And I appreciate all of that.
I don't know why people wouldn't recognize that and want to listen and want to know more about the dude that I listen to when I'm driving home and he's just like telling me about like the top five. Shut up. What about the boys? I want to know about the kids. I want to know more about J.I.R.I.
But that's why we're here. Is that we talk about our family, our kids, what we do with our kids.
Trying to get all intimate?
I'm playing footsie with you right now. With your big horse feet.
Bruh.
Right, so, yesterday.
Yeah.
We got the, you gave me the homie hookup. I was the plus one. We went to go check out. We went to Ala Moana.
Mm.
And
shopping center.
Shopping center. Ala Moana Shopping Center.
Yep.
The new house.
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 H-A-U-S.
Supper.
Supper Club.
Supper Club.
Yeah. So,
interesting place.
Well, if you have any history in this town and you used to go out at any point over the last like 10 years, 15 years.
Alcoholics.
You would remember Pearl Ultra Lounge. Pearl Ultra Lounge transformed that space on the Malka side of the mall, you know.
Facing a mountain.
Yeah. Where Target is now. Macaroni Grill is...
Lucky Strike
around
side.
There. Lucky Strike. See, that's all newer than Pearl. Pearl is the OG on the Malka side. There's right. nothing much going on
Shira
on the
Malka Kia, side. But then they're...
Exactly.
That part's gone.
Well, what I'm saying is like they used to attract people. The nightclub kids would always come out to that side right. for Pearl. And then it became Brilliant Ox.
Brilliant Ox. Didn't make it out there. What that was...
Yes, but the same owners of okay. Brilliant Ox
gotcha.
Own House.
So... Which we still have no idea how to actually pronounce it yet.
Oh, that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, it's house. Oh, house.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to house. H-A-U-S. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the other thing is we saw our homie Flash Hansen.
Flash from, Hansen.
Star 101.9.
Yeah.
And the Molecular Flash podcast. What's up, Flash? But he was saying it reminded him of doing house music back in the day because that's the connotation, right. honestly, that I have too, is correct. H-A-U-S is like house music. You know what I mean? Yeah. 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 So it'll be interesting to see where this space goes as far as that's related. I don't think they don't care. So
the only good thing is like it was always a plus about whatever was there, the parking. Parking.
And that's the winner about Ala Moana is that there's always gonna be parking.
I agree. So like there were they had some employees walking around giving out some freebies. I must have ate like three buckets of that ube, haupia, whatever they had, and if it was, I mean, like if I could take to go, I would. I would take to go. Yeah,
you love that ube panacotta.
You was giving me bleeps about it because I was eating like three of them, and it was like they had.
Well,
like a baby
what split. I was giving you more crap about was the fact that you wore shorts to a bar, a preview of a bar at Ala Moana.
All right, let's talk about this. So I texted you earlier that day about, hey, what should I wear?
And you can see what Uncle wore if you go to Two High Dads on Instagram right, because we got the picture.
No, we got the picture.
Yeah.
You called me out on it. And I got there was no parameters. So as
you know, you know what there was though? You texting me a couple hours before going, "Oh, what should I wear?"
As any date would.
And what did I say? As any date would. Where would you like, bruh?
So I threw on my Tony Gwynn jersey. You should be thankful. You should be thankful I left you my slippers in the car.
I got one compliment on my shirt, but you got more than one compliment.
I complimented on you on your shirt. What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, I got two compliments on my shirt. I got two compliments on my shirt, but people were saying, what's up to you?
Hey, you know what?
Like random people were walking up to you.
Oh, it was great to be your plus one last night, bro. Because I got shout outs. Kelly, Simek.
KHON, baby.
KHON in the morning. She said, hey.
You got news anchors talking
yes,
to you.
Yes.
But then again, you know Justin Cruz.
I know Justin Cruz.
KHON.
But he didn't say nice shirt, though.
Yeah, but Justin would grab your butt and like do something else.
What?
Oh, he would grab my butt.
There you go.
Hey.
Hey-o.
My name is Justin Cruz, and you know I cannot lose. Hey, I've been partying with that guy since before he was Justin Cruz on KHON, so yeah.
Those are good times.
So yeah, house is over there at Ala Moana Shopping Center. We got all the contact info. We're going to put it on our Instagram so you can check us out over there and get more details about that place. But solid spot. Wish them well. House Supper Club over there at Ala Moana Shopping Center.
Yes. And I like how there was like two different spots. There was the main bar-ish.
Yes.
And then you would have to go into some sneaky dark.
Well, what they tell you is look for the telephone booth. Look for the telephone
booth.
Give
them a ring.
Open that door and you walk into a whole different world. House.
What is it called? The speakeasy. And like somebody told me that I was talking too loud, so I need to speak easy.
Speak easy. That's what you got to do. So check them out over there. Ala Moana Shopping Center. It is House. All right. I got the high sign. To hi, Dad's the high sign.
Looking forward to this.
We have our very first ever. We've got a guest.
Full eggplant going on right now because we're always talking about getting.
Speak for yourself, bro. Like back that chair up, man. What?
Eggplant. Maybe it's like the Filipino eggplant, like the small one.
He's talking to your chick about you jerking off before the show, but that's a whole different story, man.
I should never went live. But you know, we were always talking like when we first was concocting this big deal.
Yeah,
we were thinking about we need to get some guests on here to talk about.
It's a no-brainer.
Talk about being a dad.
Dad life. So we have a dad to come and talk to us.
Right, which you as listeners, me and you definitely know who this person is. He is a dad.
Yes.
And he's out there in entertainment. You've known this person. This guy's
American Idol, local hip-hop celebrity.
Yes.
He is now working in the local stage community, and he is going to be on the Two High Dads podcast.
Looking forward to this.
Momentarily. The big homie, Jonah Moananu, a.k.a. Big Mox, a.k.a. Jonah Jackson.
Yes!
You might have heard the new track, Jonah Jackson featuring Micah G. We're going to share that with you later on in the podcast. But yeah.
Looking forward to him.
Big Mox. We're going to talk to him.
I'm excited for him to, for one, take time to be on the show. I mean, he's a very, very busy person.
Sir.
All kinds of stuff. So I'm looking forward to this interview.
But he's going
to
sit down and talk with us momentarily. We'll be right back with Jonah, a.k.a. Jonah Jackson, a.k.a. Big Mox, a.k.a. the big homie. Coming up next on the Two Hawaii Dads
Two
podcast.
Dads.
Sit tight.
The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. These two still chant "Let's go, Bows" at the football game.
Oh, so is this on? Did we get it to work?
You know what?
Yeah, hey! I hear him. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the first guest on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Mark it down. Yo.
So dope, man.
Jonah Moananu, a.k.a. the one and only Big Mox.
Yeah,
what's up, homie?
Buddy.
How's it? So, yo, thank you for having me on this. I feel super privileged to be first of the dads to do this.
And before anybody gets it twisted, Jonah, you're a dad, right?
I am a dad, yes. I've been with my son since he was 4.
There you go.
And he's about to be 14, and he's been calling me dad since like 6th grade.
Oh, so you got a raging teenager on your hands.
Oh, man, the testosterone is kicking in.
Hey, and what's funny is that I've known Jonah, a.k.a. Big Mox, since he was almost a teenager. Like, ooh. We've known each other for quite a while. And for those of you out there who might not recognize the name Big Mox, Jonah Jackson, the one and only, you may recognize the name Jonah Moananu because that was what was on American Idol way back in the day.
Yeah. Season 3, the 3rd season, the first time they ever did auditions in Hawaii.
What season is it now? Like 59?
Way past. Bruh.
I thought it like retired, but then it came back.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like a bad rash.
And then they filmed it. They actually filmed out in Hawaii.
Yeah, they did another audition like leg in Hawaii.
Did you get invited? Were you invited to come back and hang out?
I did not. Good touch with all that.
Did they adjust the age limits? You still can go, right? I think they adjusted it.
I think you could try out again.
Yeah. Like Bakuli.
I remember back in the day, because like I think I did want to go back, maybe like 2011 or 2012.
Yeah.
But like after you make it to like a certain extent, you're not allowed to like try again.
Haters. Such a hater.
You had the phrase, bro. The Mokule. The Mokule.
Mokule League, bro. Maybe this shit they do on CW.
American Idol.
Yeah, they put it on CW, maybe.
Anyways, the homies that might not recognize, that was where you first got on TV and people was like, oh, who's that guy? That was you. But that wasn't really you because you had the Aloha shirt and the ukulele.
Right. I remember that.
Big Box was hip hop.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
Well,
I was still
How did you? Yeah, I was gonna say you was rapping at the time, right?
Yep, I had already started. I actually started battle rapping in 2000. So when I graduated, but after that was American Idol. So I was already beatboxing and battling, and then it went to that. Like a couple times on the show, they mixed up like beatbox champion or freestyle champion.
Yeah,
it was right after I had beat Chris Styles for the Island Freestyle Rap.
Was there any conflict with that mainstream Jonah Aloha Mahalo? You know,
Puka Shell Necklace, exactly. Aloha shirt,
and then Big Mox. Sure.
Yeah, there it was more afterwards because I think just on my own, kind of like unpacking the whole experience, which I didn't do with like too many friends, and I didn't do it with any family. Like I kind of went through a season of self-loathing. Like I didn't, I felt like a sellout. Like who the hell is that? That is whack. You know what I mean? On that keep it real tip, because I was young. Like,
but at the same time, I'm sitting there working at the newspaper back then, and I knew who you were, and I saw who you were on TV. And to me, it was more like getting the visibility was paramount. Like getting Hawaii on the map was almost bigger than Big Mox at that point.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it took me a while to take it as that. Like, at first it was like, are you Hawaiian? Are you Samoan? Like, who are you representing for? And, like, you know, hip-hop, you just represent yourself. You know, you don't try to take on other people's flagship. You know, you just hold it down.
So looking back on it now, like, it was still a positive experience, right?
Now, like, here talking story with you guys about it, like all the pain that, you know, I had self-incurred on that is totally gone. On Netflix, they have a series called The 2000s.
Yep.
And they have a little thing about American Idol, and they had like two cut shots of me.
Oh, no.
And the homie Fat Joe sent me like screenshots of it.
You made the recap when they're looking back on it, like the best of the day. Like there he is, he's right there in the back. Yep. He's right there.
And it was cool. Like I could look at that and be like, "Yo, that was dope." Yo, and if I may, for second guest, I don't know who's nominated yet. We need to get Fat Joven up in here on the dad tip.
Oh, he's a dad of two. Automatic. We got to get Fat Double Joe on dad. This. Yeah, man.
The request is in all of a sudden.
And then we can have the cage match between the Island Music heavyweights.
Hey, never mind that. You know what I'm saying? Never mind, hey.
Tables, ladders, and chairs,
man. No. I love Jovan. So, Box, American Idol was in 2004. What was the transition into the Angry Locals? How did that happen? How did you hook up with everybody in that group?
Well, right after American Idol, I wanted to do everything except for sing. So I went on like a battle rap tear. In 2006, I went to Scribble Jam in the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
You and I partnered up around that time to do flow for a hot minute over at the O-Lounge.
O-Lounge?
That's when we started passing the belt around at O-Lounge.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Yeah, flow days. I was just like trying to be a grimy rapper at that point and just trying to apply myself to some more music.
So you guys released the album in 2010, Aloha from Hawaii.
That was the first one. Right. That was the first one.
They did multiple albums. Tell me about that. Tell me what was the process behind getting all the... There was like, what, 5-6 MCs on it? Tell me about it. Tell me about that process about getting like... Was that a collaboration?
Getting everybody involved.
Get everybody together. Let's push an album out. How did that work out?
Yep. Well, it started with the homie Osna as the nucleus. He had the studio. He made the beat. And he had already worked with Chris Dowell, Mike 3, and myself separately. And we found out, like, we had made enough songs with each other that we might as well just bring it all together as Angry Locals. So Osno was really a big part of Angry Locals being on YouTube and making sure that we captured content. And
he was the tech guy back then, right? He had the camera. He was the one that was doing all the editing, all the heavy lifting, yep. Right?
You guys are all homies, yeah. Right? You guys are all homies
before.
Prior to hooking
yeah.
up, right?
Mike? Oh, totally. Yeah. Mike, Trey, right, I used to see these guys out and about, right? Chris, Mike, yep. Os, they was always hanging out, and then mm-hmm. they decided, yo, let's do like Voltron and you know,
Powers connect. Combined.
Exactly. Or Power Rangers or whatever.
Yep.
Which Power Ranger would you have been, Big Box?
Not the foot, right? Not the right foot.
I would see no Power Rangers colors. You would have been the pink Power Ranger, or what?
What? Don't you get like a?
I'll be the green and white one. Like, you know.
Green, baby. You would have to wrestle for that with Chris, though. Angry Locals, to this day, people still recognize the Angry Locals. That project, that collab, it still carries weight in the local hip-hop community.
Yeah, I never thought of it like that. But in the years after, like, hearing how much people have taken to it, I'm happy that we did it. At the time, I was kind of like, you know, I wasn't used to Osno with the cameras out all the time.
Mm. He was ahead of the game as far as doing that content creation.
Yeah, he was ahead, bro, for sure. And I was like kind of being a grumpy old dude, like,
get off my lawn.
Yeah, like, put the camera down, bro. What you doing? That's so fake. You know what I mean? Or, but Styles was with it, Mike was with it, and I like slowly got with it, you know, once the battle started going up. And so, super cool.
Well, that's the thing. Shout out to Mike Trey. Like, you know, honestly, not he was a part-time Hawaii resident, but it's because he was doing big things, making movies and being a movie star back then, right? Like, he's traveling around doing it.
Yeah, Mike is. Woo! Now exactly. He's like doing destination travel stuff, like taking people around the world.
Nah, nice. Interesting.
So moving forward, and this is the funny thing, is we're sitting here saying, what's up, Jonah? What's up, Big Mox? But these days, the new project is Jonah Jackson.
I had to add 3 Instagram profiles just to hook up with you.
You were that guy, right?
I was like, how much more profiles I got to add to
We're getting ready for the interview, and Jess is over here going, oh, follow.
follow. Wait, what? Did I miss any other AKAs?
What's up with all the names, bro? What's up with all the names?
Well, it's me experimenting with a rebrand. Like, just like you said, I've been around doing some stuff for a while, and for the new vibe, like, one of the hardest things as an artist is trying to figure out how to package it for people.
Yep.
You know, and I went through a period of going, like, maybe no one wants to hear a fat brown dude rap and sing. You know, maybe I have to be more specific and deliberate about certain music that I put out and not be so selfish with what I create.
Right.
So that's where the Jonah Jackson thing came about. Working with Les Ludiazo, we've been like cooking up some island reggae stuff. So I'm experimenting with like how to just kind of put Big Mox in the back, like people that do know, but for what they can consume, hopefully on the radio or streaming, like, it can be that clear, I guess.
So tell me about working with Les at Live Animal, Kahala Records. Tell me about that. How did that hookup come about?
Yo, Les, big shout out to Les.
Love Les.
Man,
monster.
Also a dad.
Also a dad, yep, no doubt. That's my third nomination. We got your first 3 lined up.
Oh, that's up. We're booked for the month already.
But Les, he used to send me beats a lot back in the day. And then last August, he was like, yo, man, I've been a fan of yours. I know that you can do this. Everyone deserves to be on the radio. Let's make some radio tunes. And
so he kind of tapped you and was like, it's time, Jonah, it's time.
Totally. And was able to listen to what I knew how to do and still you know, make it comfortable to make island reggae music.
Well, and that's the thing, is the track also features Micah G, who is a long time, you know, stalwart of the local reggae community. He's been around the block 15 million times, right?
Also a dad.
Also, obviously also a dad. Did you know Micah before this particular track?
Yes. I actually, right out of high school, I used to play for Canalo.
I know that band.
Bruh. Yep.
Dad life, showing your age 19. Right there.
Yep. I was like 19. And at the time, J-Rock, the drummer, broke up with Keone, the guitar player, right after the
I remember. Album. Yes. Yes. I remember those days. Yep. Oh, boy.
And they replaced one Keone with me singing and Sam Ike playing the guitar.
Sam Ike!
What?
Mike loves spotting in crime these days.
Well, that might be a trivia question right there.
Yeah, that's Trivial Pursuit.
Hawaii edition. We're both like 19, super young, like getting to go on tour with Canalo was super killer. And that's how I know Next Generation, Justin Kalawaya, who played bass for Next Generation. Oh,
there's the connect.
Played bass for Canalo too.
I just love and how there's
Micah G.
And
then there's Micah G right there.
I just love how that works out for everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Hawaii style, bro.
Yep. Just knowing the fam.
So all these years later, it's called Mother's Love. Tell us about the track, bro. Mother's Love. What's up with that?
We dropped it on Mother's Day. I wanted my first island reggae single to be likable. Because I got some other vibes that are kind of pushing some envelopes, but I wanted the introduction to be nice. And like Micah G just makes it super official. Less on the production makes it super official.
It's a solid track.
It is a solid track. I agree.
We got to thank you, Jonah, for letting us play it here on the podcast. We're going to share it with our listeners momentarily. If people want to keep up with you, though, social media, that's the way to go, right?
Yeah. Instagram and the Twitter. Jonah with an H underscore Jackson with an X on Instagram. That's the brand that we're trying to make
That's
a real
we're pushing
thing
right now. Mm-hmm. And before we wrap up, I also just want to give a big shout out to T-Shirt Theater. I want to make sure we give you a moment to talk about that, because you've been spending a lot of time working with the youth.
Working with the kids. Farrington.
Yes, Farrington High School. Big things with T-Shirt Theater. Tell us about that.
Man, so my mentor, George Kahn, has been grooming me to kind of help take over some of the operations. I've been doing a lot of the grant writing, but then also some of the on-site stuff with the students.
And these are kids doing theater production, right?
Yeah, they're writing their own shows. We start with their conversations, and it's pretty dope how it turns out.
Jonah, are you a Farrington grad?
Yes, a grad.
Does that hold more weight knowing that you're going back to the alma mater, and you know what I mean, putting back, you know what I mean, like hey, putting back to the community.
It doesn't mean anything, damn kids.
Does the kids appreciate what you bring into the table?
They know who Big Box is.
They do. I try to keep it as quiet as possible, but the students really do like.
Are they gonna book you for the grad party? That's why.
Yes, they would.
I try to convince most of them, like Nacho. I'm like, you guys see me all the time. You don't need to for that.
But coming up, that's also why we wanted to get you on the show. In July, T-Shirt Theater has something pretty big going on, right?
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to be getting back into our next season to prep for our fall production in October.
And it's going to be on campus. On campus.
Yeah, it's going to be at the auditorium.
And best way for people, if they want to get more details on that, I mean, I know they can go follow Jonah Jackson, but...
And the other 17 accounts that you have.
Yeah. We have Instagram at T-Shirt Theater, and then the website is rehearseforlife.com.
Awesome. Fantastic, brother.
Jonah Mononu, a.k.a. Jonah Jackson. My man, thank you so much.
Brother. Thank you for staying tight.
The first guest on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. How awesome is that? Thank you, bro. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. We're gonna bring you on every other month as the reoccurring guest, like a sitcom.
I'm down.
Yeah. There you go. We're gonna wrap up. Here it is, Mother's Love featuring Micah G. It's Jonah Jackson on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Thanks, brother. Music for you right here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Jonah Jackson.
Featuring Micah G.
Featuring Micah G. That one's called Mother's Love.
You know what we should do? We should ask him, where was the father's love?
It maybe was for year. Mother's Day.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay. That was the thing. It was for Mother's Day.
Right, well, maybe we'll drop a line. Maybe like some dap.
Got to say thank you, though, to Big Mox, a.k.a. Jonah Moananu, being the very first. Oh,
ding, 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 ding.
Very first guest on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
And you know what? It was, again, you doing yeoman's work behind the scenes. Again, if there was ever a BTS we would release on this podcast, and a lot of bleeps.
It'd be kind of crazy.
A lot of bleeps.
But that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it for you, the people who are listening. Thank you so much for hitting that subscribe button on iTunes,
on Spotify, TuneIn Radio,
Spotify, Anchor, all the different platforms that we're getting it out there. Thank you so much for clicking follow and right. listen on
and
those.
And if you have any questions, we are on there 27 hours a day.
Oh, you are. I got stuff to do, man. You the one. I notice. I get on. You receptionist. You crackhead and out at like 5 in the morning on Instagram. What's going on?
That's because I got to go to work at 6, dog.
Oh, is that why you're up there? Yeah. So oh, I'm like, dude, you do sleep?
No. Well, I'm sleepy on the job. I sleep on the clock. Don't tell my boss.
I hope your boss doesn't listen to this.
Actually, no, my boss subscribes. Shout out to the brother Scott. My man Scott. And you know what? He followed. Man. He subscribed. And he's like, we're doing a great job, bro. And you know what? The great thing is that we've been getting, again, a lot of feedback that we're doing a great job. And you know what? That's just not our parents.
Well, I'm not going to let it go to my head because my mom tells me that every day when You're I wake right. up. I'm the greatest ever. Right. But I understand. I'm the greatest. And I thank you. And the next step is to find sponsors. So if you're out there and you have deep pockets and you want to sponsor the mm-hmm. Two Hawaii Dads podcast, holla at your boy.
By all means.
Two High Dads.
Slide into
Instagram.
The DMs. Yes. Slide into the DMs.
We need all the help we can get.
Speaking of sliding, my man, tomorrow, today, whenever you download this, a weekend is upon us.
Yeah, what you doing?
You know, there's lots of things going on this weekend. My kids are healthy. Thank God.
Yes.
I can finally do something.
Yep.
And you know what? Mango Jam is going on down there at the Frank Fossey Civic Grounds, which, if you're not familiar with the wordage, that's the same place where they put all the Christmas stuff. Yep. Right in the front.
Like, mangoes. Are you a mango guy?
No, not a mango guy. Okay. I have a big mango tree in my neighbor's yard, so all the rubbish falls into my yard.
Yep.
So I'm required to pick it up.
See, I'm leaning towards Waimanalo because Dita Holyfield's All American Rodeo is coming back to God's country.
It actually started.
It start tonight.
Tonight, yeah, as Thursday. Of this broadcast. Yeah. So,
but it'll be there all weekend. I hear the animal cruelty, ideas, but Nalo is a livestock part
country.
Of the island.
Country.
Yes. So if anybody's going to do a rodeo, it would be in Nalo, wouldn't
right.
it?
Right. Well, wouldn't be in Makiki. But, you know, that actually is.
Leo O. No?
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 Where's that?
Pearl City? Hawaii Kai.
Cross City.
Hawaii Kai. Hawaii Kai. Kulio'o.
They ain't no lives. The only livestock I know is across from the power plant.
Hey.
Hey-o. Anyways, but yeah, so there's a lot of things happening. They got Mango Jam. They got the, like you said, the rodeo going on in Nalo. Saturday afternoon down there at Magic Island, they got Sustainable Coastlines.
That was coming up?
That's coming up this Saturday. So we're going to be down there. Well, the station's going to be down
there.
Well,
you know what Saturdays are for me, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Saturdays.
Let's go. What is it called?
Swimming and Soccer Saturdays.
Burr, burr, burr. If I had a reggae horn. Burr, burr, burr.
We'll make that happen.
We got it? Okay. That's all you, bro.
We're going to get that added to the sound effects, and we'll play that. But yeah. I got to take the kid to soccer practice. I got to take the kid to swimming lessons, man. So I don't know where I'm going to be, but...
The next Ronaldo.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
It's always a busy weekend as dads. Come on, man.
Dad life, baby.
That's what it is.
And that's what we're talking about here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. I'm Jason.
Justin.
It's time for us to go. Thank you so much for listening. Please click like, subscribe, all that crap. Share it with your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your grandpa. Tell somebody about the show, will you?
It makes me feel better when I go to sleep. Like I said, this has been the best week ever after the kids giving birth and whatnot.
There you go. We'll be back next week with another episode. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you. I love you.
We'll see you next week. It's the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Two
Justin,
Dads.
Jason, Kenneth!
Stealing your mangoes any chance they get. The Two Hawaii Dads podcast.